doggy in the window.
I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Cindy Breida, WEOL Morning Show.
How much is that?
Of course, Cindy, I have to tell you a confession that I have dogs, and all my dogs have come from rescue shelters, animal shelters, and things like that.
Well, that is great. Good for you. I also have dogs that are all rescues. One of them, two actually are purebreds. And there is a statistic, 25% of purebreds are at shelters. So if you're looking for a purebred, go to your local shelter and see what they have.
Or any dogs. And of course, a lot of times the people that are involved with those volunteers help out. And there's a book out called Roxy the Doxy, Finds Her Forever Home. And it is written by Jody Dean. She joins us this morning. And thank you for sharing the story with us, Jody. Appreciate it.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Roxy the Doxy Finds Her Forever Home. This book sort of serves two purposes for kids. It talks about foster parent that has the dog. And like the beginning part here opens up and it says, there's the dog. It says, Roxy knew. I missed one page. Hold on a second. Roxy, wake up. Called her foster mom, Dawn. It's your special day. Don't you remember? Roxy's hanging out on the big dog pillow with like three of his other foster dog friends. Roxy knew this was a special day, but why? Oh, Roxy remembered. Today was the day she would go to her forever home, the place where Roxy would stay forever with her new mom. This kind of talks about dogs finding homes, but obviously as children read it, they learn about adoption or foster families. What made you decide to put a book like this together? Have you ever written a children's book before?
No, I hadn't, actually. and Bruce, like a lot of ideas, a lot of nutty ideas, I think it was a variety of moments and thoughts and things that all just sort of collided together, and people were always calling Roxy the Doxy, and one time somebody said, you should write a children's book about her. And I thought, well, that's a good idea, but how could I actually make it a valuable children's book? You know, a lot of children's books out there. There are great children's books out there. But how can I make this different? You know, how can this really have a valuable place in the children's, book marketplace? So, like you said, not only is it just a really awesome children's book with a good illustrator, great pictures, a nice story, but it also can serve as a tool for kids who are going through adoption or parents who are thinking about adopting or teachers who are trying to, teach their classrooms about adoption and various family settings that they may have within the classroom.
Now, as your background as a clinical psychologist, do you deal a lot with issues like adoption or children with, family issues in that regard?
I did for a lot of years. Worked with a lot of kids going through various change, kids going to being adopted, families who are going to bring in an adopted child, and so they want to prepare the biological children, or that already had, they had adopted three or four kids and were bringing another one in. So a lot of family transitions out there. And it's become so much more common now. I think that, maybe 20 years ago, 25 years ago, we didn't see as much of adoption and blending families and step families and things like that. But now we really see a lot of it.
In this book, Roxy the Doxy Finds Her Forever Home, tell us a little bit about the story. I mean, I kind of touched a little bit on it, but what kind of decisions or things did you want to lay out in there? I mean, maybe a lot of basic questions,
sure.
I guess, the kids would ask.
Sure. So, Roxy initially realizes it's her day to go, and she's a little fearful, which offers an opportunity for kids to talk about why they might be fearful. As you know, kids like to express their feelings in a non-threatening way by using maybe a toy or a doll or a game. And in this situation, they can use Roxy. So they can see that Roxy was kind of afraid and that she talked about her feelings and she was, told by the adults it would be okay. And then she went ahead and went in the car and kind of took it the next step and then the next step and found that her sister at home was going to be a good friend. And then the dog at home, Mina, represents a child who's already in the home. So Mina has questions like, do I have to share all my toys? Do I have to share my bed? Which kids who are already in the home will be asking that. We're bringing somebody new in. What do I have to share? Do I not get my own space anymore? So every character in the book represents a real character in the process of a new child coming into the home.
So does it, hi, this is Cindy. So does it also show how Roxy's integrated into the family? And so being an adopted child, I mean, I know Roxy's, we're talking dogs, but being an adopted child, are there, you know, maybe things that touch on how Nina would expect to greet this new family member?
Yeah, they're absolutely. And of course, I want to be clear that the intent of the book is not to compare the adoption of a dog to the lengthy, difficult, and, you know, emotional process of adopting a human being.
Sure.
This is really more of a, you know, just a tool so people can look at it, read it, and talk to their kid and get a conversation going about adoption and about the process. For instance, with your question about Mina, a parent could say to their biological child, so what do you think that Mina should do? How do you think Mina feels? What things do you think Mina should have to share with Roxy? And of course, the child, is going to tell them what they feel they should be sharing or what they feel they should be doing, just like kids do. It's a non-threatening way to allow them to talk about their feelings.
You have a section in the book, though, that kind of addresses, in a sense, guides to adoption for parents and therapists. Talk about why that was important to put in the book, too.
Sure. I wanted to provide parents and teachers some talking points. I mean, they have a book, and you know, parents always say jokingly, I wish these kids came with a cookbook, right? So here it is. No. I mean, parents know what they're doing with kids. But here it was just some talking points, like how do I start this conversation? What if my child says this? What should I not say? What parts of adoption should I address and not address? And then the one for clinicians is really just a guide to, you know, they're in their therapeutic process. Often when you're working with children, you use toys, you use books, you use games. So that was really just an adjunct to their own therapy to walk kids through, ask questions, to direct the conversation, to allow the child to talk about their feelings in a safe and non-threatening fashion.
We're talking today with Jody Dean. Dr. Jody Dean has written the book, Roxy the Doxy Finds Her Forever Home. There's a whole section in here about meeting the real Roxy the Doxy. What can you tell us? What secrets can you tell us a little bit about the star of this book, by the way?
Yeah, so Roxy really was adopted. So in essence, as one child pointed out to me when I was reading, she said, well, so this is nonfiction then, isn't it? I thought that was so cute. She was a kindergartner, very smart young girl. So Roxy really was adopted. She was very fearful at first, and she lives with me and her sister and her cousin, if you will. And kids do write Roxy emails. It's hysterical. And, of course, you know how children are so unfiltered, and they write just the funniest questions, and they ask things, and they send pictures of their own dogs and things like that. So Roxy, her next book is going to be Roxy the Doxy, the New Dog at School. And this book will address, you know, things that kids go through at school, bullying, fearful about test taking, just, you know, fear about school in general, the new experience of going to school. So she's gone through a lot of experiences, and she's going to share these with children in a series.
I'm looking also at the fine print on this one page. I just thought this was kind of interesting about they want to make sure that they know that any answers related to talking and corresponding with Roxy should not be construed as offering diagnostic or treatment advice. That's one of those things where you just kind of have to think, you know, people, obviously they use this as a tool, but they have local professionals that they can go to if they need to, you know, get really the true advice of handling situations that may develop in this process. I also notice that you have another book in the work. Is this true?
It is. Roxy will be going, doing the book, Roxy the Doxy, New Dog in School. And like I said, she will face school anxiety, and she will have to take a test. She's going to need to learn how to make new friends. And this will be a book for kids who are struggling with either beginning school or perhaps they've moved and they need to go to a new school, take tests, deal with bullies, things like that. Then Roxy's gone through this, and so she's going to write about her experiences in the hopes that this will also help kids as they navigate the school system.
Sure. And I guess the kids can relate to the dog and understand the fears of the dog and not feel so alone or think, you know, there's a dog here that also can get through it. And they probably are a little bit more kind to thinking, I could help that dog get through this situation. And by the same token, it helps them maybe understand what they're going through as well.
Exactly.
Were you surprised that there was as much correspondence or at least, wanting to find out more about the dog when you were writing this? Or was that sort of in the back of your mind, you know?
I was, and I'm telling you that the questions are so charming. Because kids like to email, and I'm sure their parents are hovering over them as they should be as they're writing this. And they definitely, they want to ask Roxy questions. They want to ask Roxy questions about how they can train their own dog. They want to ask questions about Roxy doing tricks. They ask questions about if Roxy ever gets scared or worried about things. She's definitely resonating with these kids. And when I take her to read the book, these kids just fawn over her. They think that she's so funny, and she'll show them a couple tricks. She's quite the character.
Wow, that's great. And of course, we've had those situations where they do bring sort of sometimes therapy dogs or dogs into libraries to help with kids reading. It's interesting how those two things go together. You don't normally think reading and dogs work well together, but apparently it's a good tool that seems to be working for some children too.
It really does. I think it helps them focus and calm down. And, the dogs are way less scary than big, scary adults sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Well, the dachshund is at their level, or maybe even below their level for the most part. You have to kind of get down low to be eye to eye with a dachshund. But
they're a dog and a half long and a half a dog high.
And congratulations to your illustrator, too, for doing a nice job of capturing Roxy as well as all the moods that's set in this fun book. Again, it's called Roxy the Doxy Finds Her Forever Home. Our guest today is Jody Dean, and then you can pick that book up, I guess, available almost anywhere, I would assume.
People can also go to the website, www.tallyhopublishing.com. That's tallyho, like T-A-L-L-Y-H-O, publishing. And they can order it. They can see where you can order it a variety of places. They can order online. Through the website, whatever's easiest for them, should they like to take a look.
Okay. I just hope Roxy doesn't catch that butterfly that she's chasing on the cover. I like, you know, butterflies are so nice.
No, Roxy is a lover of all things. She would never hurt a fly.
Right. It's just their nose that gets them into a little bit of trouble every now and then, that's for sure.
Well, you know that.
Yes, Jody. Well, I have a sort of a beagle mix that's the first thing they go to. Jody, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.